Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
So, Lindsay, you're going to try to be on the show again from a vacation location tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless y'all don't want me to be, because, you know, if it just absolutely sucks.
Well, you mean the sound quality of it and all of that. Not that you would suck with your performance.
Right.
We won't know that until you try to do it. But I was just saying yesterday, Riggins, she doesn't have to do that. Just take the time. But she wants to do it.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I want to do it. You know, I want to do it. But also, I'm up typically shortly after that anyway these days. I mean, these kids don't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I might as well use it for good.
Right. And then if you're busy doing the show, then you don't have to deal with them when they first wake up.
Sure.
The cabin.
Yeah. My family's going to be there. My parents, his parent, like they'll have distractions. So I'll be just in my little piece of wherever I'm going to be. I'm not sure yet, but.
So both sets of grandparents are going?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is that a good thing? Do they get along? Do they like each other or no?
Yeah. Yeah.
But do they have fun together? That's the thing. Whether they like each other or not, do they go well in a fun situation?
Yeah. Both sets are not super fun anyway. if you know what I mean. We don't like rage or anything. You know, everyone's in bed by 8. Let's put it like that.
But I mean, you can still be fun in the times you're awake. Yeah. Like, Jody's parents are fun, you know, have always been fun when they were with us because our kids enjoyed them, you know. And,
oh, yeah.
But her dad rages, or used to.
Yeah. he doesn't anymore.
No, he quit drinking completely, but not because he had to, just because he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't any kind of ultimatum or anything.
Right.
But my friends here, when I was hanging out with all of those, those rough and tumble guys that I rode Harleys with and stuff, and they were Marines and all that, they would always want to take him. Like, they would take him from me and go party with him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They loved it. And so back when Fireball first became trendy, they took him one day and they were doing Fireball shots, and he doesn't do shots. I'd never known him drink anything but beer, and they had him doing shots because, you know, they're like, there's barely any alcohol in this wreck.
Yeah.
It's not like regular. I mean, look, the alcohol content of this and anything tastes like that can't be bad for you. And,
right.
And it was, they were here for Christmas. He got up the next morning and he said, I think I got the flu. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the flu.
Well, when I think everyone was the same when Fireball came out. This tastes so good. You don't even know you're drinking straight liquor, you know, but it is straight whiskey.
Right. It's like drinking melted Red Hots.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
But what do they talk about, your parents and his parents? And is there ever an opportunity where it's just them having to hang out with each other?
Oh yeah. And they're good. I don't know what they talk about, but yeah, I mean, they get along great. They could talk forever, you know. And they see each other a lot because they both live here.
Yeah.
So you know.
But is there ever a thing where you and Kyle kind of get into it and you say, your mother
you need to talk to your dad or you need to talk to your mom. She just said this or that, or is there any of that kind of thing?
No. Mm-hmm. If anyone, typically, if anyone's overstepping, it's my mom. Just because it's her personality, it's my personality. We have the same personality, you know. His parents are super chill, so.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, they. I just picture them having that Swedish accent. You know, the way you always talk about it being Swedish.
Oh right, yeah.
They don't.
They from Sweden?
No,
they're not. Okay,
but I picture. It's funny to picture that.
Absolutely.
But do they have the Chicago accent? They have a strong Chicago accent like Reagan's parents do?
Not as bad. Some occasionally I'll hear it. But his mom, what's really funny, his mom will hang out with us at the house and all of a sudden she'll say y'all or something Southern. Yeah. And she'll go, oh, because she used to think that if she accidentally said that, that I thought she was making fun of me in some way, which I never thought that, but it would just come out. She's, I'm so sorry. I'm like, what are you sorry about? She said, I said, y'all, I wasn't making, but you're just rubbing the accents rubbing off on me. I'm like, no, I love it.
That's just like, Adam, our manager who was raised in Manhattan, you know, he loves, thinking that he perfected the proper way to say whoop ass.
Oh God.
And he didn't probably.
He's gotten a lot better with it over the years.
Has he? Much better.
He used to be. He would pronounce the double O sound in it like whoop. Yeah, whoop. I tell you what, we're gonna whoop ass.
Oh God.
Or put an ass whooping on you. But it's better now. He says whoop. He says whooping.
Whoop. Yeah. Whoop is a little.
I think Reagan's dad's Chicago accent is not as bad when you're talking to his, not as thick. I don't want to say bad. There's nothing bad about it, but I don't think it's as thick when you're talking to him as it is when Reagan's is impersonating him.
Yeah. I might sell
because
it
I mean,
bit,
that's part of doing an impression is that you exaggerate the person's, you know, their qualities and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for my impression of Jody. It's exactly the way she is. It's no exaggeration.
That's spot on. You do it better than she does it.
I sound like that.
Yeah.
Who was it the other day that we just met and we were having to do some kind of a business thing? It was an official conversation and he couldn't get past it.
Yeah.
Without saying something that.
Well. Yeah, every time you meet somebody, everybody says that. They go, oh, my gosh, she sounds exactly like your impression. That's not a joke. People say that. Now, TJ definitely, you know, makes it more over the top, but people say that all the time.
See, I don't think he makes it over the top at all. I think it's spot on.
You are a liar. She called me that the other day on the podcast. You are a liar.
You're a butt wipe.
But, and both my kids do a good impression of her as well.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, all of their friends want to know, you know, what's the latest Jody story? You got a new Jody story from her? She is something.
She is something and a half.
See, and that's what I don't know what kind of mother-in-law she's going to be to, you know, whenever my son gets married.
I do.
I do.
Absolutely. She's going to be overbearing, which, I think she's going to be overbearing, but I don't think she's going to have any problem when his wife goes, hey, I just need her to back up a little bit. I got a feeling she would go, you're right, hands off, totally understand. I think she'll be understanding of it.
See, I don't really think she's going to be that way at all. I think she's going to be completely aware all the time of getting in the wife's space.
Good.
Yeah, I think so too.
Now, that doesn't mean that she won't see if the wife does something that's not right, meaning she's not treating Aiden right or whatever, that she won't say anything.
Yeah.
She will.
Right.
But I think it's going to be different though with a son-in-law than with a daughter-in-law. It always is. The mother-in-law, daughter-in-law relationship is always different than the son-in-law, mother-in-law.
Sure.
She's always
hate the girl.
And I think she's going to be aware, but I think she's not going to care. Sometimes,
well,
you know,
she
I think
always,
she'll be aware.
She always says that she's going to be unbiased in things. Like if she'll recognize if Aiden is doing something that is not right, that the wife has a problem with, she's not going to automatically be on his side.
Yeah.
Because she said that that's one of the things that she appreciates about my mom. Is that my mom is not just, you know, this is my son and you know, whatever he does is right. And you know, I'm on his side. So I don't know. She says that she's going to be just not overbearing, but she's going to be, critical or picky for him. But not say anything to him about it. Like more, I'm the one that's going to have to hear about it. If she has a problem with the daughter-in-law ever, it's going to be that I have to hear about it.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. You're going to be like, stop talking. I mean, I just.
God, and then now she's on this kick where my son, boy, is 21, and he likes Asian girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so she loves Asian people. Because she thinks that they're funny. She thinks that if Aiden marries an Asian girl, then she's going to have Jody laughing all the time like Mr. and Mrs. Kim on Kim's Convenience.
Oh dear. This is going in a bad place.
Yeah.
All Asian people are funny.
Well, and then her friend Vivian is always funny, and you know Jody loves her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She's like, you can bring home an Asian girl. We'd be laughing all the time, you know. She'd say, go find an Asian girl in medical school.
Yeah.
That way,
an Asian girl in medical school should be funny and smart.
Oh, dear. Who has he mentioned that he likes? Does he like the Blackpink, the K-pop girl group?
Oh, super hot. I don't know, probably.
Yeah. Just is that Rosé?
Yeah, she's one member. Yeah. They're all
she's so
hot.
Cute.
But he doesn't like this. He doesn't have the same taste that I do when it comes to, you know, what I find attractive and all that. I will say, yeah, so from what country Asian girls do you like? I said, I think the islands, you know, like Filipinas and Thai and all. He goes, well, that's because they're darker. I go, well, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Because you know sense. I like dark skinned women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Huh. But he does. He doesn't necessarily look for the darker skin.
Okay.
I'm like, that ain't no son of mine.
Who are you?
You know, Jody always would say, I don't know why you didn't marry a Latina or a black girl or whatever. Why didn't you? And I clearly because I fell in love with you first, or I probably would have.
Yeah.
And yeah. If you didn't get so tan in the summer, I wouldn't be married to you.
Yeah.
Right.
Winter's not looking so good for you.
Yeah.
You weren't wearing that Raggedy Ann outfit. I don't
know. Yeah. I thought you were Asian. You were dressed as Raggedy Ann in a costume contest. I thought you were Asian.
Yeah. You fooled me.
Then I started liking you, and it was too late.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
All right. Well, that's it for today, folks. Tomorrow, Lindsay will be live from a snow cabin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the woods.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good luck, yeah. Lindsay.
Yeah, it's a cabin in the woods that's walking distance to a city park.
Oh, is it real? Yeah. Oh, it's not much of a cabin.
And don't worry, my dad's packing, so.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, good.
Yeah, he's going to get called away if some criminal escapes or something, though.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. We'll
have to go get him.
Yeah.
Being a U.S. Marshal and all. Him and Raylan Givens are going to hit the road. All right. See you. Bye.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.